series. I should have told you that earlier, but I didn't. Well, we've been doing a series. You can open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Most of our Bible time this morning will come from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 5, and Romans chapter 6. We're going to come back to our series that we've been talking about, spiritual authority and kingdom authority. And so I want to sing this song. Mike was going to do a special. He crossed his name off. So I said, well, we can sing this for a special. So can you think you can find it here? That's got to wake up. Some of you wake up like that computer, real slow in the morning. You know, some people, the alarm goes off and they're ready to go. Some people, they got to ease into the day. But that's all right. So that's where we'll spend. Now, we'll sing this in a moment. But nothing will get settled until the matter of authority is settled. A church that does not operate with spiritual authority or kingdom authority, we'll sing here in just a moment, will not have spiritual authority, and it will not be a spiritual force. So we need to understand these principles of spiritual authority or kingdom authority. So we'll sing this, and I hope I'll only have three or four more messages in this. And by the end of it, I hope you understand that you can live a victorious Christian life. Jesus said he has come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, and that you'll be able to live and understand the authority that God has given you in your life. So you can stay seated if you want to. Go ahead, Faith. We'll sing it together. We'll try to grasp this truth. This is our theme song. So we understand that kingdom authority flows from God's throne unto his own, so we have that authority. Now let me read a little bit here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 4, 1 through 4. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Father, would you please add your blessing to the teaching of your word this morning so that people can understand the authority that they have in their life, so ultimately they might live a victorious Christian life, and not defeated, not discouraged, not down all the time like so many Christians seem to be in these days, but Lord, abundant, having abundant life. That isn't to say we won't have problems and trials and heartaches and burdens, we will. But our circumstances should not control us. They should not control our emotions. They should not control how we operate in the world. We ought to operate under spiritual authority. So God, help us to understand these truths in Jesus' name. Amen. Adrian Rogers said, Christians who do not live with kingdom authority are to be pitied. He said, they are indeed a disgrace to grace. Their lives defeat the purpose and dishonor the glory of the sovereign Lord. A Christian